Kenyans around the country are preparing for Monday's elections and the possibility of violence afterward. Morocco Lenacor is a hip-hop artist who lives in Kibera, one of Nairobi's largest slums. Kibera was a center of post-election violence in early 2008.
They were throwing stones at the riot police, and so like stones would hit our windows. It was scary, you know, because at night you never know. If they are crazy during the day, you can imagine at night, you know. So
many homes in Kibera were looted and burned down.
So the equipment is usually here, but now we've moved it away because, you know, we don't know what might happen. People might come looting or something.
Lenacor is sending his 13-year-old sister to stay with family in Western Kenya, where most of Kibera's residents come from. It is a pre-election exodus to ancestral homelands many Kenyans will make. Winnie Kashoka is a Kikuyu shopkeeper in the Luo-dominated city of Kisumu in Western Kenya. She will return to her birthplace of Nyeri on Monday, before the election results are announced. Most of her clients are Luo, and she considers them her trusted friends.
If you have been good to them, surely they cannot just rise up and fight you.
But ethnic tensions in Lakeside Kisumu surfaced during election season. Most Kikuyus fled the city in 2007 after it was announced that President Mwai Kibaki, also a Kikuyu, had won that year's presidential vote. Kashoka returned months later.
But going around Kisumu as a whole, it was not easy. We were still not comfortable. Because you don't know the feeling of the people still around, whether they still have bitterness with you people.
Residents fear Kisumu could once again erupt if Raila Odinga, a Luo, loses this election. Deepak Upadhyay owns a stationery store on Kisumu's main drag. He remembers the post-election violence 5 years ago.
With heavy force, you know, they looted. I'm the one who lucky maybe, you know, that time they didn't touch even my shop because the near one is an electronic shop, so they targeted first there.
Upadhyay says the police did little to stop the looters. This time, he has formed a vigilante night patrol with his fellow Asian businessmen.
Before it used to be really high, the crime level. Yeah. And since we started, it's gone down.
The candidates are pledging peace, but Kenyans in former hotspots want to make sure they don't get caught up in violence a second time. Rupa Goganani for VOA News, Kisumu.